Good morning.
Saw him?
I think anybody that comes to church on the day that the hour springs ahead is Yodir Lehi.
所以任何人能够在这个日光节育时间开始的时候来到这里都是很厉害的。
So today, I want to continue the second part of our message from last week about what it means to have liberty from the world.
所以今天我们要继续上个星期的信息， 我们怎么样能够从这个世界的捆绑里面得自由？
And I will confess to you that when I first heard that the theme liberty from the world was proposed, I was hesitant.
所以我要跟大家坦白的说，当我刚刚听到说我们要谈到这个。 在世界里面得自由的时候，我有一点犹豫不决。
And my reason is not that God is not concerned about worldliness out there.
我的意思并不是说神不注意、不关顾这世界上的事情。
But that when I was a young Christian, I became very zealous for God. And I really wanted to be free from worldly ideas.
在我是年轻的时候，成为一个基督徒的时候，我对神很热心，我要完全的脱离世界的捆绑。
And so, like Paul, the apostle,
就像那个使徒保罗一样的，
I was very much of a Pharisee.
我很像是一个法利赛人。
I wanted to be free from the world, but because of pride inside of me, I ended up to be a big Pharisee.
那么因为我想要脱离世界的自由，结果呢，我很骄傲，反而成为了一个法利赛人。
Which is why I think when we talk about liberty from the world, we first have to start with our own heart.
所以我们讲到脱离能够世界的捆绑的时候，首先要从我们的内心开始。
And that we need to know that we have a God that is absolutely holy.
那么我们先要知道，我们有一个圣洁，是绝绝对对的圣洁，一个神是绝绝对对的圣洁。
And that no matter how we feel about ourselves, ultimately we are incredibly sinful.
那么不管我们对自己有什么样的感觉，我们都是很严重的有一个罪性。
And it is only because of what Jesus did on the cross to make us a new creation that we can even stand.
只有主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的事情，让我们能够成为圣洁。
So let me start with last week, some of the things that we talked about.
所以现在从上个星期我们所谈到的一些事情开始。
In terms of liberty from the world, I tried to give an idea of what I thought worldly ideas do.
那么首先我要讲说我们怎么样从世界里得自由呢? 那么我们先要解释一下世界上什么事情让我们不自由。
And so worldly ways of thinking are the attitudes of the society around us.
那么在这个世界的观点呢，就是我们周围的社会所想的一些事。
And they tempt us to three things.
他们要引诱我们做三件事。They
tempt us to selfishness.
他引诱我们自私，做自私的事。And
they tempt us to pride.
他引诱我们做骄傲的事。And
they tempt us to ungodliness.
他教导我们做一个不圣洁的事。And
I get these ideas from the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 2.
我是从这个约翰。 福音一书第二章，得到的这些。
And so there, what the Apostle Paul, Apostle John says, is do not love the world or the things of the world.
使徒约翰说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And then he defines what is the world.
然后他描述什么是世界。
And these are things that are from when Satan in the garden tempted Adam and Eve.
那么这些事情呢，也是像撒旦 在伊甸园里面怎么样的引诱我们的始祖。
So he said that all that is in the world are three things, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life.
因为在世界上的事就像是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
And it is from here that I get the ideas that we are tempted to, first of all, ungodliness, secondly, selfish desires, and third, pride.
那么从这里地方呢，我们就被引诱做不敬虔的事情，是然后做自私的事和骄傲的事。
Okay, and then with this, I'd like to go on and we'll read our Bible passage today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
所以今天我们要读的经文是在哥林多后书第五章。
And from here, we're going to see God is an absolutely holy God and we are very sinful.
所以我们在这里会看到神是一个完全圣洁的神，而我们是一个有罪性的人。
And this challenges our pride.
那么向我们的骄傲来挑战。
And that our only righteousness comes from Jesus Christ.
我们唯一能称义的事情是从主耶稣基督那里来的。
And so this allows us to be humble and to repent of our ungodliness.
所以这样就会让我们谦卑下来，来接受神的圣洁。
And then to live for other people instead of ourselves.
能够为别人而活，而不是为自己而活。
So will you read with me? Just follow these words. It starts out and it says, "We make it our aim to please Him, to please God."
那跟我们一起读第九节，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of God.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
Oh, apologize. It's the judgment seat of Christ.
Okay, 对不起，是说。我念对了，他念错了。
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She got it right. I did not. So that each one of us may receive what is due because of what we have done in the body, whether it is good or evil.
叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。我。
And then he says, you know, knowing.The fear of Christ, or knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others.
所以我们既然知道主是可畏的，所以我们去劝别人。
Then he goes on to say a little later, the love of Christ controls us.
然后晚迟一点，在十四节说，原来基督的爱激励了我们。
Because we have concluded this.One has died for all, therefore all have died.
因为我们想，一个人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all, so that those might not live for him themselves, but for him who for their sake, for us, died and rose again.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Now, he goes on to say, therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation.
然后他继续在说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So that all the old things have passed away and new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Now he goes on to talk about the fact that we are enemies of God.That have been reconciled with him.
那么然后他会讲到我们本来都是神的敌人，现在跟他和好了。
He says all this is from God who through Christ reconciled us to himself.
他说一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
So that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And then he defines reconciliation as not counting their sins against them.
那么他在主耶稣基督里面使人跟他和好，就是不再诉算人的犯罪。
And then so we have this holy God and we ourselves are incredibly sinful. How do we stand before him?
那么我们这里有一个很圣洁的神，而我们都是有罪性的人，那我们怎么能够站在他的台前呢？
Only one way.
只有一个方法。
He says, for our sake, he made him to be sin.
那么为了我们的缘故，他让他成为罪。
So that in him we might become.
那么在他里面，我们就会成为。
The righteousness of God.
就会成为神的义。
We are the righteousness of God.
我们已经成为神的义。
Even though we're sinful.
即便是我们是有罪性的。
And so are the people around us.
也是在我们周围的人也是一样的。
Let me pray and ask God for his leading this morning.
让我们一起祷告，求神带领我们今天的信息。
Father God, we do confess to you that we are sinners.
神，我们向你承认，我们都是有罪性的人。
And even though we're sinners, we have a tendency to judge other people.
虽然我们是罪人，但是我们有一个趋向会去审判别的人。
And this comes from pride.
那么这是因为我们有骄傲的心。
We ask you that we could be free from the world so that we could be free from our pride.
所以我们要请求你让我们在世界上得自由，也从我们的骄傲里面得自由。
And I pray that this morning that you'll help us all to have a better idea of what Jesus did on the cross for us.
所以我们求你让我们每一个人能够更知道，神在基督在十字架上所成就的一切。
Take these words and help me to be faithful to them.
听我们的祷告，让我们能够忠心。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的基督的名，阿门。
Last week, I gave an illustration about a couple in China.
上个星期我用了一个例子，是一对夫妇在中国的一对夫妇。
And if you weren't there, I'll explain. It's a couple, an older couple that is very, very poor.
那么假设你上个星期没来的，我跟你解释一下，这是一对年长的夫妇，他们非常的穷困。
And because they love their two sons, they sacrificed everything.
因为他爱他们的两个儿子，他们就牺牲了自己的一切。
And this sacrifice was found in the fact that day after day, year after year, they collected bottles, plastic bottles.
那么这个他们的牺牲呢，就是经年累月的，他们去收捡了一些塑胶的瓶子。
And in all those years, they collected 20 tons of plastic to turn in for money.
那么在 how many years?
20 tons.
在十几年里面，他们收集了20吨的那个瓶塑胶瓶。
And the purpose was to send their two children off to college.
那么他们的目的呢，就是让他们的两个儿子呢能够去上大学。
This is very similar to the fact that our God, Father in heaven, has sacrificed everything for us.
很像我们的在天上的父差遣他的儿子到世界上来为了我们。
He sacrificed his own son, Jesus Christ, on the cross to pay for our sins so that we can get ahead in life.
他牺牲了让他的儿子钉在的十字架上为我们的罪而死，然后让我们能够有生命。
And as his children, we can either follow the Holy Spirit or we can follow the ways of the world.
那么他的儿女的话，我们可以跟着他的道路走，或者跟着这个世界走。
So imagine that these two boys marry two separate girls. One is like the Holy Spirit, the other is like the world.
那么就猜想稍微幻想说，一个儿子就是娶了一个妻子， 另外一个儿子也娶了一个妻子，一个儿子像是娶了一个圣灵，一个儿子是娶了这个世界。
And the wife of one tells her husband and encourages her husband, you know, don't get too proud, you've got to be humble, remember everything your parents did for you.
那么一个妻子呢就告诉他的丈说，你不要骄傲，你要记得你父母所为你做的一切。
And remember, you are not here only because of yourself. You are at this place where you've got your PhD and you've got a lot of money because of what your parents did. You need to be grateful for your parents.
那么你在这里，你有一个很有了一个博士的学位，有了很多的钱，你来这里不是你自己的成就，而是你要想到是你父母帮助你。
And so because of what your parents have done, we need to be loving to them. We need to take care of them. We need to live our lives for them so that when they get old, we can take care of them.
所以呢，我们在这里，因为他们所做的事情，我们要好好的照顾他。他年纪大的时候，要能够知道怎么样伺候他们。
She's like the Holy Spirit that leads us to be humble and gentle and loving.
这位妻子就好像是圣灵带领我们怎么样的谦卑，怎么样的做一些爱的事情。
And perhaps the other son married a woman who is very much like the world. She thinks like the world.
那么另外一个儿子呢，娶了一个太太呢，就像是那个世界的。
And she encourages her husband, forget about what your parents did. They didn't do nothing. You are where you are because of what you have done.
那么那个太太说，你忘记了你的父母亲，你现在的这个成就都是你自己的。
And you don't need to be grateful for them. You are the one that got yourself here. So don't worry. You don't have to be grateful. You've got to really worry about me.
你用不着感恩，你到这个目前的位置都是你自己成就的，你所要顾念的就是我。
And so you can go through life and sort of ignore your parents. Don't worry, your brother will take care of your parents.
Okay, 所以你活在世上可以不要想到你的父母，因为你的哥哥会照顾你的父母。
And this is like the world.
这是就像世界的想法。
The worldly values comes from society around us tempting us, and they want us to be proud.
世界的价值观呢，就是要我们引诱我们，要让我们觉得自以为傲。
And when the world gets us to think that we are proud, we begin to be ungrateful and thankless.
当世界叫我们觉得自己很骄傲的时候，我们就不会觉得有感恩的事。
I'm smart.
我很聪明。
God didn't really do anything.
神没有做什么事。
And then I can live for myself. I'm self-centered.
我可以为我自己活，我是以自我为中心。
And I think the passage this morning, when I look at it, we see three things. We see that there is a holy God who is our judge.
所以我们今天我们所读的经文看到三件事，一个是一个圣洁的神。
And because God is holy, there is a tendency that our pride is slowly crushed.
那么因为神是圣洁的，那我们的骄傲呢，就会慢慢的受到损害。
And when we realize how sinful we are, we have a lifetime of constant repentance of ungodliness.
然后我们因为知道自己是一个有罪性的人，我们要经常的、常常不断的来认罪。
And when we look at the cross of Jesus Christ and realize that in him we are a new creation,
所以我们看到了这个十字架上的基督，知道我们是一个新的新造的人，被新创造的。
We begin to let go of our selfishness and live for Christ, which helps us live for other people.
那么我们就会把我们的骄傲撇在一边，要效法基督而活。
So I want to go on and connect last week's sermon with this week's sermon as we start out talking about new life in Christ.
那么所以今天我要把上一次的信息跟今天的信息连接起来，是说在基督里的新生命。
And last week we saw that in Galatians, the cross of Jesus Christ kills worldliness in us.
所以上个星期我们在加拉太书里看到说，在主耶稣的十字架把我们的这个俗世的生命杀掉了。
And Paul's statement was, "Far be it from me to boast."
所以保罗说，不要让我夸自己。
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
And then he goes on to say that this cross of Jesus Christ, the world has been crucified to me.
Okay, 他就继续说，因为这个十字架就我而论，世界已经被钉在十字架上了。
And in the cross of Jesus Christ, I have been crucified to the world.
那么就世界而论呢，我已经被钉在十字架上了。
And in the very next verse, he says, "We are a new creation."
然后下面他马上说，我们是一个新造的人。
Paul uses the term "new creation" twice.
保罗用这个新造的人两次。
In Galatians, and then in our passage this morning. 2 Corinthians.
所以在加拉太书用一次，然后今天所读的哥林多后书里面用了一次。
And here he says, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation.
他这里说，如果有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
And so I think that as we see we're a new creation, it is so only as we realize how holy God is,And how sinful we are.
那么我们是一个新造的人的话，先要了解神是多么的圣洁，那我们的罪性是多么的深。
And it is the work of Christ that takes us from our old manner of thinking to a new manner of thinking.
是基督的工作，让我们从一个旧人里面脱离一个旧人，进到有了一个新人的生命。
So our first point is we need to see that God is a holy God.
所以第一点我们要看到的是神。是一个圣洁的神。
So, what does it mean that God is holy?
那么什么意思说神是圣洁的呢？
Holiness is that God is absolutely pure.
那么圣洁的意思就是说神是绝对的纯洁。
Absolutely pure in moral goodness.
是在道德上面是完完全全绝对的纯洁
and absolutely pure in righteousness.
但也在公义上是绝对的纯洁
and because he is absolutely pure and has created us, he is also our judge.
那么因为他是绝对的纯洁，当他创造了我们的时候，他也是我们的审判官。
And so Paul comes here and he says, we all have to remember that we all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以主耶保罗在这里说，我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
And it's very interesting because he says, you know, we're going to receive what we've done, whether it's good or bad.
那么他也说，个人要做按照我们所行的，或善或恶。
And there's a mixture of three things here that I find strange.
那么这里有三件事情混在一起，让我觉得有点奇怪。
He says we want to please him.
我们要得神的喜悦。
Then he says I also fear him.
也同时我也惧怕他。
But inside of me, I feel the love of Christ.
但是在我里面呢，我会感觉到神的爱。
So here it is, this absolutely holy God that I want to please.
那么这里有一个绝对圣洁的神，我想要蒙他的悦纳。
And yet, not only do I have fear, but his love I feel.
但是一边我会对他觉得有畏惧，但是另外一边我也觉得他在爱我。
And I think we grow in our Christian life.As we sort of go back and forth between He is a holy God, I am sinful, Jesus shows His love on the cross.
那么在我们这个基督徒的生命里面，我们就好像是来来回回的， 摆动，有的时候觉得他的爱，有的时候觉得他的公义。
And it allows us to look very deeply in our own hearts and see how corrupt we are.
所以让我们进到我们的内心，看了我们有多么的腐败。
Now there's something very strange here.
这有一点很奇怪的事。
We have pride.
我们有骄傲的心。
I wanted to please God.
我也要取要蒙神的悦纳。
When I first got saved, I really wanted to please God.
当我最初初被得救的时候，我真心的愿意要蒙神的喜悦。
And I wanted to please a holy God, so I wanted to be holy myself.
那么我想要取悦一个圣洁的神，所以我自己也想要圣洁。
And in my desire to please him and knowing that there's a worldliness, I wanted to do everything in my zeal.
那么我知道这里有一个世界的影探，我用我的热心希望能够做得圣洁。
And I started to follow a few rules.
那么我开始跟着几个定了几个规则。
You know, I didn't want to drink alcohol.
我不喝酒。
I wouldn't even drink caffeine.
我连咖啡都不喝。
I wanted to read God's word and become holy.
我要读神的话语，希望能够成为圣洁。
So I didn't want to waste my time.
所以我不想浪费我的时间。
I wouldn't watch TV.
我不看电视。
I wouldn't watch movies.
我也不看电影。
I didn't go to sports.
我也不去参加任何运动的聚会。
No, I wanted to be absolutely focused on God and His.
我要全心全意的注意在神的事情上。
And I wanted to be a strong evangelist.
我要成为一个很强的布道家。
So I started getting involved not only with sharing the gospel.But I started getting involved with sharing the gospel to Muslims.
所以我不但是开始分享那个福音，我开始去把福音传给回教徒。
Now, let me put a context on my sharing the gospel of Muslims.
那么现在我分享一下关于这个向这个穆斯林伊斯兰教的人传教的事。
So at that time, a lot of the Muslims were from Iran.
那个时候很多伊斯兰的信徒是从伊朗来的。
So I would go to a mosque with people that were from Iran and try to share the gospel with them.
那么我会到他们的清真寺里面，然后跟一些伊朗的人一起去。
And there were two groups of Iranians because it was in the middle of the revolution.
因为那个时候有两派的伊朗人，因为那个时候正是在革命的时候。
And so one side were fighting against Khomeini. Remember Khomeini?
有一派呢是在反对那个 Khomeini. 记得 Khomeini 这个人吗？
And the other group were complete supporters of Khomeini, and they were very zealous too.
那么另一派呢是支持这个 Khomeini 的，他们也很热心。
And the one group spied on the other and told the government what the other group was doing.
所以这一派呢就去侦探另外一派，把这些事情报告给他们的政府。
Wasn't I great?
是不我
Wasn't I great?
我是不是很伟大？
I mean, this is right at the edge of everything that God can do. There's nothing more dangerous than sharing the faith with Muslims in the middle of a revolution.
他说这个是神要我做的事情，没有一件事情比这样做法更危险。
Man, I was great.
我很了不起。
I was on fire for Jesus.
我在为神大发热心。
I wouldn't let sin in my heart.
我不让罪进到我的心里。
Man, and I started reading God's word, and I started studying God's word.
我开始读神的话语，研究神的话语。
And I started memorizing God's word.
我开始背神的话语。
And as I started memorizing God's words, I started memorizing whole paragraphs and then whole books.
那么我开始背神的话语，开始一段，然后开始整个一本。
I was on fire for God.
我好像在为神而热心。
And everybody knew it.
每一个人都知道。
But what they didn't know is what was going on in my heart.
但是他们看所不知道的是我心里面的念头。
Oh, God is a holy God.
神是一个圣洁的神。
Look at what this Bible passage says here.
那么现在看看这个圣经上怎么说。
When we're on fire for God, we always have to remember this.
当我们在为神大起热心的时候，我们要记得这句话。
Who are you to judge the servant of another person?
你是谁啊？竟论断别人的仆人呢？
Isn't that an interesting question? Who are you to judge?
你是谁啊？你可以这样论断呢？
Who's asking that question? Who are you to judge?
谁在问这个问题说？你是谁？
Yes, it's in a book.
是在圣经里面呢。
But that book are God's words, so it's actually God speaking to us. Who are you to judge?
所以这个在圣经里面，这是神的话，所以是神在问这个问题：你是谁？
And then he kind of reminds us, you have to remember the people that you're judging are not for you to judge. They belong to their master.
所以你要记得，这些人不是属于你的，他们是属于一个人的仆人。
And look at what it says here in verse 4. It says, the Lord is able to make him stand.
所以这第罗马书十四章四节说，他神会让他站住。
So when we judge other people, we got to remember we're judging people that belong to Jesus. That is, if they're Christians.
Okay.所以当我们在论断别的人的时候，要记得这些人如果他是基督的话，他是属于基督的。
You know, I was really zealous for God.
我为神大发热心。
And slowly, in a several year period, I became more and more and more judgmental of other people.Because they did not live up to the zeal that I did.
那么在过几年之间的时间呢，我越来越会论断人，因为觉得他们没有达到神为神热心的标准。
And so bit by bit in my own heart, I started judging this person and started judging that person, and I started judging all these other people because they were not as zealous for God as I was.
那么从在这个一点一点的呢，我开始论断这个人，论断那个人，然后觉得他们都没有像神像我一样的大发热心。
And I even began to judge churches.
那么我也开始论断些教会。
I began to judge pastors.
我开始论断其他的牧师。
You know, I wanted to be deep in God's word.
我要在神的话语里面进深。
And I didn't think that when I would go to a church, I was hearing deep teaching.
那么我到一个教会的时候，我觉得他们的讲道不够深入。
Remember, because I was memorizing all these Bible verses, in fact, these whole Bible books.And I was trying to see everything that came in the Bible.
所以我记得吗？我在背这个圣经里面的一整本的一本书。
And one day I was crossing the street with the woman who was sort of serving as the college minister, the college director.
有一天我跟一个女的在过街的时候，她是在大学里面。做传道的。
And she asked me a simple question.
她问了我一个很简单的问题。
Paul, why are you memorizing so much of God's word?
她问我说，保罗，你为什么要背这么多的经节啊？
You know, it struck me as an odd question. I mean, it's obvious because I'm in love with God, right?
那么这我觉得她问的很奇怪，因为我爱神呢。
You know, she asked me again, why?
她说为什么？
Are you spending so much time memorizing God's word?
他说你为什么花这么多的时间去背神的话语呢？
And I felt defensive.
我有点觉得想要自卫。
And so out of the bottom of my heart sprung a verse from Psalm 119.
所以从我的心里面就冒出一句话，是从圣经的诗篇119
九篇。
I've hidden your word in my heart that I may never sin against you.
他说我把你的话藏在我的心里，我就不会得罪你。
Because I'm not a sinner.
他说我就表示我不是一个罪人。
And in the back of my mind, I heard a different word.
那么从我的脑的背后听到了另外一句话。
It's pride.
那是骄傲。
It's pride.
那只是骄傲。
Was it my conscience?
是不是我的内心啊？
Did I think that she was accusing me of pride?
她这位女士在说我有骄傲。
Or was it the Holy Spirit speaking to me saying, Paul, you need to re-examine your heart?
那么圣灵告诉我说你要重新审查你的心。
And in the next 4 or 5 years,
往后的四五年里面
were very painful.
非常的痛苦。
You know, it was as though I had duct tape across my eyes.
好像贴了一个 duct tape. 一个蒙的这个胶布在我的眼睛上。
I was judging people.
因为我在论断别人。
So you know when Paul had his conversion, all those scales fell from his eyes. That's easy. That's not painful.
Okay, 在保罗那个使徒保罗，两个保罗，那个使徒保罗的时候，当他悔改信主的时候，有鳞片从他的眼睛上掉下来。
And
那个是很容易。
It was very, very different.
对我来说是很不相同的。
It was like in the next 4 or 5 years, I had taken this duct tape and I pushed it really hard in my skin, and God was slowly pulling it back.
对我来说，好像是有那个很那个灰颜色的那个胶布贴在我眼睛上很紧，那神慢慢慢慢的把它撕开了。
I was zealous for God and wanted to please Him.
我要对神大发热心，要想取得到他的悦纳。
But every time God pulled at that tape, it was like self-righteous, 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 self-righteous.
当神把那个胶布撕开的时候，就是好像对我说：“自以为意，自以为意，自以为意。”
Nobody said it to me.
没有一个人对我这么讲。
God started slowly working in my heart.
这是神开始在我的内心工作。
So here I had done all these things to protect me from worldly values.
那么在我在预备，准备我的心，让我能保护我，不受这个世界的价值观影响。
Careful with what I drank.
小心我喝什么。
Careful with what I read and what I saw.
小心我要看的什么，读的是什么。
I was protecting myself from the world.
我好像在保护我自己不受世界干扰。
But in my heart was this poison that was growing up of pride and self-righteousness.
但是从我的内心里面冒起来了一些毒品，来伤害了我的心，是自以为意。
So these verses here are a reminder of what God was trying to say to me back then.
那么这些字，这些经文呢，在那个时候就是神提醒了我。
Paul, who are you to judge the servant of another?
保罗，你是谁呀？进去论断别人的仆人呢？
Paul, why do you judge your brother in Christ?
保罗，你为什么去论断在主耶稣基督里的弟兄呢？为什么你要觉得这你的弟兄们比你差劲呢？
You know, Paul, you need to remember that you too stand before the judgment seat of God.
保罗，你要记得你也会站在主耶稣的审判台前。
So that's why I'm hesitant to talk about protecting ourselves from the world, because my attempt to do it was quite a failure.
所以我当时我就有一点犹豫来讲到从世界里面释放的时候，因为我自己的内心有一点虚弱。
It was as almost as though I came to Christ twice. I had to repent twice.
好像我要到主耶稣里要来两到他台前要两次要悔改两次。
I have to repent of all of these big sins that I committed before I became a Christian.
那么我要向神悔改，在我成为基督徒以前的所有的一些大的罪。
And on the other hand, I have to repent of my self-righteousness and pride as a follower of Jesus.
那么同时呢，我要第二次的呢，要向神认罪，说我的自我为义的骄傲。
So before we talk about liberty from the world, I got to talk about liberty from pride.
所以在我们谈到在从这个世界的捆绑里面得自由的时候，先要对付我自己的，从骄傲里面得自由。
Now, do you understand why I'm hesitant?
你现在你知道吗？为什么我犹豫不决
？It's because I'm a sinful man.
因为我是一个有罪的人。
Now, the second part is that we come to the fact that God is absolutely holy and we are sinful.
那么第二部分就想到说让我们知道是神是绝对的圣洁，那么我们是一个有罪性的人。
And we realize also that when we are in need of reconciliation, it means that we are enemies of God.
那么当我们说要跟神和好的时候，我们要认识我们是与神为敌的。
And I don't always feel like I'm an enemy of God, but God's word says that I'm an enemy of His.
我并不觉得我是常常与神为敌，但是神的话语里面说我是与神为敌。
And as I begin to read His word and use His word against my thoughts and my attitudes and the words that come out of my mouth, I realize that I'm always struggling with God.
所以在当我读神的话语的时候，让神的话语进入我的脑子里面的时候，我发现我自己常常有跟这个话语有很多的挣扎。
And I realize that God is always trying to pull me back into a peaceful relationship with Him and to change the way I think and to change the way I speak.
所以我就发现神常常把我拉回到一个很平安的想法，然后改变我的思维。
So here when it says that God through Christ reconciled us to Himself,
这里就说他借着基督使我们与他和好。
You know, reconcile is when you bring peace in a war.
所以和好的话就是说在征战的时候能够得到和平。
And this is reconciled in the past because it was in the past that Jesus died on the cross.
所以这个和好呢是讲过去的事，因为在过去的时候主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And then in verse 18, he says that he's still reconciling us.
那么第十八节是说，他还在继续不断的与要我们与他和好。
So God was in Christ.
所以神已经在基督里面。
And he's reconciling the world to himself.
那么他让世界跟他自己和好。
But I think even now he's trying to pull us back and reconcile us.
那么他就是在现在这一刻，也是把我们拉回来，要我们和他和好。
You know, it's that battle between the spirit and the flesh.
所以这就是属灵和属肉的一个征战。
He's not counting our sins against us.
他并没有说是要把这些罪定在我们的身，决定在我们的归到我们的身上。
But as I think about this word here where it said, for me, for our sake,
所以这里说为了我们的缘故，
God made him sin.
使神使他成为有罪的。
You know, as I slow down and I think about that,
当我慢慢地思考这些话的时候，
He's saying, I myself am so sinful that Jesus Christ had to die because I had to die.
那么这里就是告诉我说， 我是那么样的有罪，我必须死。那么也就是说，基督必须为我而死。
And it makes me think about what's going on.
那么让我想说，到底是怎么回事？
You know, every day I have to get up and tell myself, "You are so sinful, Paul, that Jesus Christ had to die for you."
那么每天早上我起来的时候，要告诉我，保罗，你是那么样的有罪，神要为你而死。
And so here comes that fear and also that love.
所以这个地方就是一边看起来是你有一个畏惧的心，然后也有觉得到神的爱的心。
Isn't that what Paul said? The love of God shows his love of Christ by sending his son to die for us.
所以这是保罗就说，神爱这个世界就让差遣他的儿子为我们而死。
And it's that knowledge of what he did that puts inside of us a rightful desire to repent of our ungodliness.
那么根据我们所得到的知识，就放在一个我们心里面要一个需要他的心。
You know, and if I think about all the sins that I've committed throughout my whole entire life, whether they are things that I've done, things that I've said,things that are in my mind or things that are in my heart. And if I put them all together,
如果把我以前所做的事情或者心里所想的头脑里面所想做的这些把它们都放在一起，
I need a righteousness before God that's not mine.
那么我需要有一个神的义，不是我自己的义。
And here in this passage, Paul says,The love of Christ controls us.
所以在这个圣经上说，神的爱激励我。
And I ask myself, does the love of Christ really control me?
是不是神的爱真的是激励我，或者是控制了我呢？
Does the love of Christ control how I think?
那么神的爱是不是控制了我的想法？
Does the love of Christ control how I speak?
神的爱有没有控制着我要说的话？
Does the love of Christ control how I feel?
神的话有没有控制我所有的感觉？
You know, if I took only the words that I spoke,
那么如果把我所说的话来，
If I took every single thing that I said, only the things that I have said.
只有说这我所说的任何的话，把这些东西集起来。
You know, all the things that I've ever said to criticize people.
所有我说的话来批评别人。
All the things that I've ever said where I've judged people.
有说的话来论断别人。
All the things that I've ever said to complain.
所有我说的话来埋怨的话。
I think I'd be in trouble.
我会有大的问题了。
Guilty.
我会觉得我是有罪的人。
You know, a lot of times I don't even mean those things.
有的时候我可能是无意的说的。
So I think about what Jesus said at one point. He said every careless word that a man will speak.
我记得耶稣曾经说过，凡人所说过的闲话。
That I'm going to have to give an account of it on the day of judgment.
那么当审判的日子的时候，我都要负责句句的供出来。
It's not what we do.
不是我们所做的。
He says here, it's by your words that you're going to be justified. By the way, the word for justified is the word righteous.
所以就是在那个话的时候，你要被认为是公是对的，是被得到审判的。要定你为义。
I'm sorry.
Okay. 他说对不起。
对不起。It's by my words that I am condemned.
也要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
If I just think about.The judgmental words that I have said about other people.
如果我再回想一下我所有说的这些论断别人的话，
I have a reason to fear.
我就有很充足的理由对神有惧怕。
If I just think about the critical words,
我就要想到我所说的批评别人的话。
I have a reason to fear on the day of judgment.
那么我在审判的那天，我就会觉得有畏惧的心。
Who am I to judge another person?
我是谁能够论断别的人呢？
Who am I to look down and hold my brother in contempt?
所以谁是我能够看低别的弟兄来论来批评他呢？
Just that one little set of words throughout my life bring me before God.
就是这一类的话把我带到神面前谦卑下来。
If I'm honest, my pride would be crushed.
那么假使我对我自己很诚实的话，我的骄傲就会被捏碎了。
On that day, I have nothing to say to God.
那一天我就没对神没有一句话好说。
I become humble.
我会完全的谦卑下来。
And I beg for forgiveness.
我会要求他的饶恕。
And so if I take, I'm condemned only by this one thing, and I start to multiply by all the other things that I've said.
那么我好像是被这一件事定罪，但是如果把它再加倍的算的话，就变得很大。
And I see the absolute pure holy God.
那么我看到一个完全纯洁的神。
And I stand before the God who is absolute pure righteousness.
我看到这个是一个完全纯洁的神，是一个完全公义的神。
I become humbled.
我就会谦卑下来。
You ever think about that?
有没这么样考虑过？
You ever just sit and think about all the words that you've said throughout your life?
那么有没有坐下来考虑过你在你一生当中所说的一些话？
But God provides an answer.
但是神给了你一个回应。
You know, it's said that for our sake, God made Jesus to become sin.
所以为了我们的缘故，神让主耶稣成为有罪的。
So that on the day of judgment, all of those words are actually on the cross of Jesus Christ punished.
所以在这个审判台前的时候，这些所有的这些话语都放在基督身上，已经被处罚了。
And I have two choices.
我有两个选择。
I can go through life pretending that I'm righteous and that I'm actually a good person, and then on that day I have to stand before God because of what I have done and said.
那么有两个选择，一个呢，我可以假装我是一个义人，那么神到了审判台前，神会来审判我。
Or on that day and every single day, I can step behind a door.
那么另外呢，我可以每一天好像是走到一个门的背后。这个门在这个前面的门是什么？
It's the righteousness of Christ which covers me like clothes.
那么这个门呢，就好像是基督的义，它好像是一件衣服的把我包围起来。所以那么我到审判前的时候，我要站在那个基督正义的门背后，而不是站在面对神的后，我的想法今天就要改变。
So that before I go out and start worrying about what the world says or what I see on the television or what I see on the news or what President Obama says, I need to start worrying about me.
所以在我去观察世界上世界的情形是怎么样，奥巴马总统在说些什么的时候，我先要审查我自己。
I'm in no place to judge anybody.
我不能够 审论断任何人。
And when I have brothers and sisters in Christ who have sin,
那么可能在基督里面有的弟兄姊妹好像犯了罪。
If they stand in their own self-righteousness, that's between them and God.
那么他们如果是自以为意的话，那是他们跟神的关系。
Or if they stand before God humble and repentant, that's between them and God.
那么如果他们能够在神的面前谦卑下来，然后悔改的话，也是他们跟神的关系。
So I leave it up to God. He's their master, I'm not.
因为我把一切都交给神，因为他是主人，我不是。
And I look for ways to see them through the righteousness of Christ.
那么我看他们也从神的公义来看他们。
And finally, we come back to what it means to be a new creation because of Jesus' work on the cross.
所以最后我们来看经节是讲这个新造的人是神的新的创造。
And I want to share with you what God has given. He's echoed that word, pride, pride, pride in my mind. But then he has slowly come along and he's echoed the word grace, grace, grace.
那么在记得我刚才说神在我的头脑里面一直重复骄傲骄傲这个几字。然后他再重复说恩典恩典恩典。
So he says, Anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
他说任何人在基督里他就是新造的人。
I'm a new creation and so are other people.
所以我是一个新造的人，也有很多其他人也是新造的人。
The old has passed away.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So I stop judging.
所以我就停止论断别人。
And the new has come, so I start giving grace.
所以新的已来了，那么我就开始给恩典。
And when the love of Christ controls, it controls my words because it controls my heart.
所以当基督的爱来激励我、控制我的时候，他来控制我的心。
And because I am so arrogant to judge other people, and God has forgiven me.That means God has shown me grace, and I show other people grace.
所以神因着我的骄傲来激励我，让我能够给了我恩典，所以我也会对别人施恩典。
And he said here, he died for all, so that he gives us a purpose.
所以他这里说他替众人死，是叫我们活着有一个目的。
That they would no longer live for themselves.
那么这些活着的人不再为自己而活。
And I would say no longer live in their own righteousness.
而我的意思就是说，他不再活在他自以为意的观念里面。
But that they would live for him.
他们会为他而活。
Isn't that interesting? It doesn't say they'll live for other people, so they'll live for him.
那么不是说为别人而活，而是为他为。耶稣而活。
I live for him who died and rose.
那么为他替他们死而复活的主而活。
And then I can live for other people.
然后这样子我才能够为别人而活。
And I think what God says to us about our mouths and our words speak something about our hearts.
那么神也说我们的口说出来的话。
He says in Ephesians when he's talking about putting off the old man and putting on the new.
他在以弗所书的时候，就把脱去旧人，换上一个新人的时候，他这么说。
He says, "Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth."
所以让他这么在以弗所里说，他污秽的言语一句不可出口。
You know, all those corrupt words belong to the old man, the old creation, not to the new creation.
这些污秽的话都是属于旧人的，不是属于新人的。
What does he mean by corrupt?
那么他说污秽或者是败坏是什么意思呢？
I think we learn that meaning by seeing what he says that we should have come out of our mouth.
那么我们学会那些话的话，就说我们应该说一些什么话。
He says the things that should come out of your mouth are only those things that are good for building up of other people.
所以他下面就说，这个是随时呢都要说造就人的好话。
And that give grace to people who hear.
那么叫听见的人给他恩典，让他得益处。
So corrupt words don't give grace; they give judgmentalism.
污秽的话或者是败坏的话，不会的让人得益处，只是一些论断的话。
And gracious words mean that we see people as the new creation that they are in Christ.
所以恩典的话就是看别人是一个新造的人，在基督里是一个新造的人。
Because when we are sinful people before a holy God, what do we receive? We receive grace.
那么当我们是在神面前是一个罪人的时候，我们得到什么？得到的是恩典。
And if we really know who Jesus Christ is,
如果我们知道主耶稣为了我们做了些什么，
what comes out of our mouths is grace.
那么出来的话就是一些恩典。
So finally, I want to come back to liberty from the world.
那么最后我们再回到说怎么样脱离世界的捆绑。
Now remember what I said is that worldly ways of thinking are the attitudes of society around us.
那以世俗的价值观就是在我们周围影响和诱惑我们的事。
And they tempt us to three things.
它影响我们，引诱我们做三件事情。
And in reality, this is what I need to worry about before I worry about the world.
那么在实际上，这是我先要担心的事，在我在观察世界上其他的事。
Simple selfishness.
一个是自私。
Pride.
骄傲。
Pride is the basis of all sin.
所以骄傲是所有罪恶的根本。
And ungodliness.
然后是敬虔。
Even if that ungodliness is only manifested in the words that come out of our mouth.
不敬虔就是能够从我们所说的言语里面扩大。
And so we take pride in nothing.
所以我们把骄傲看成不值什么。
We boast in nothing.
那么我们没有什么可夸口的。
Except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯一能够夸主耶稣在十字架所成就的事。
And when we really do that, we go from the heights of pride to the lowliness of humility.
那么从这样子的话，从最高高的骄傲变成最谦卑的人。
And then no longer will the world be able to affect us.
那么世界就不会对我们有任何的影响。
Because through the cross of Jesus, the world has been crucified to me.
所以对对世界来说，这个我已经是被钉在十字架上了。
And through the cross of Christ, I have been crucified to the world.
Okay.世界已经定在，就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上了。就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。
And through the cross of Jesus Christ, we become a new creation, so that all those old things pass away.
因为通过十字架，我就成为一个新造的人，旧事已过，就变成新人了。
And all things become new as we become more like Christ.
当我们能够效法基督的时候，所有的事情都变成新的了。
Let me pray.
让我为大家为让我祷告。
Father God, as we look at this year ahead of us and talk about liberty from the world,
在这往后的一年，当我们谈到从世界的捆绑上得自由的时候，
We thank you that you have crucified us to the world.
我们感谢你把我们的世界钉在十字架上。
And we ask you to help us to repent.
我求你帮助我们能够悔改。
Help us to repent of selfishness.
让我们悔改我们的自私。
Help us to repent of pride.
悔改我们的自高。
and help us to repent of ungodliness.
让我们能够悔改我们的不敬虔。
And help us to become people of grace.
让我们能够成为一个有恩典的人。
Help us to speak words that build other people up.
让我们能说造就人的话。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。